In the Air Force, there's no higher enlisted level than what's called E9. And those who achieve E9 are honored with their loved ones at a lavish ceremony. But for many LGBTQ service members and their partners, taking part in that service can be difficult because for them, the military has not always been inclusive. Today on Veterans Voices, Air Force Chief Master Sergeant Vince Ladner of Dayton tells us about his E9 induction during the time of Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
You know, one thing about the military is that it's all about your family, and that's a constant topic of discussion. In fact, your superiors would think that it's weird if they didn't know your spouse's name and if you had kids and all that kind of stuff. You had, you know, all these people living in a situation where they couldn't be free and open and talk about their spouses like everybody else. And it's not necessarily that they wanted to flaunt, if you will, a homosexual relationship. It's just they couldn't even answer a question honestly, you know, to keep from being that person that didn't say anything about your spouse and your kids. A lot of people ended up making up stories so that it didn't sort of raise that suspicion of how come this person never talks about, you know, whatever, their boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, husband, you name it, kind of thing. If someone saw you that also knew that you were in the military, that could end your career. I guess I had gotten kind of used to it or whatever, but I met Joshua, and he was definitely not used to that. And in being with me, he was having to recloset himself in a lot of ways. And I knew it wore on him a lot that, you know, he had to constantly think about, oh, I can't hold his hand right now or whatever it is. So here I am about ready to pin on E9. And for this ceremony, not only are you recognized, but also your spouse, family members, all that kind of stuff. And this was the most significant career milestone, was making this ultimate rank. And part of the setup for the ceremony was that you would enter with your significant other, go through a sword line, you know, give your significant other flowers and all that kind of stuff, and then go sit at your seats. And the rest of the ceremony was all about the inductees, you know. So for everyone else, what that meant was that their girlfriend or their husband or wife or whoever was going to, you know, walk up there, be introduced by name and everything else. Their contributions would be acknowledged, and then they'd go sit down. But for me, Joshua wasn't going to be able to do that. And we've talked a little bit, but I'm not quite sure how it affected him personally. But I know how it affected me personally. I think, you know, for the most part, that people change faster than institutions, and that you still have people being harassed or annoyed because they're different. Where there's a whole lot of issues still in the military and in the civilian world is transgendered individuals. And it's still something easy for a normative population to point out and say, that's different. And how could this be? And is this natural? And all the same arguments that you would hear about, you know, sexual orientation or race or anything else is now being directed towards transgender individuals.
That was Air Force Chief Master Sergeant Vince Ladner. He was interviewed by Navy veteran and Wright State University student Jeremy Tack of Dayton. Veterans Voices is produced in collaboration with the Veteran and Military Center at Wright State University. This series is supported by Wright Pack Credit Union.